If you've known me for a while, then you may remember that I started my online business journey as a virtual assistant way back in 2011. That's when I quit my job to go online full-time working for other business owners. I was a copywriter, I was a content writer, I was an all-around tech person. I was pretty much a Jane of all trades. And I've often said that my best education came from working for all of those different business owners. It was invaluable to me to be able to see behind the scenes of their businesses. I learned things like how to build funnels and how to manage email marketing and how to run ads. I even managed or I even learned how to run all different kinds of technology. I learned how to use WordPress and how to use Infusionsoft and Aweber and ConvertKit and Samcart and AMember and just all kinds of different technology and how those things all work together to build an online business. I even learned how to run sales calls. But most importantly, the most important lesson that I learned from all of those years that I spent working with other business owners was how to create courses. I learned all of the different formats that courses can take. I learned the difference between courses and coaching, and I even learned how they can work together. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the different types of courses, the different types of coaching, and how you can decide what business model is right for you. Now, as always, you're going to find the show notes and the recommended resources over at tinycourseempire.com/121. You can subscribe there in your favorite podcast app, or you can subscribe on YouTube if that's your thing. New episodes drop every Monday morning. Next week, I want to talk to you about pricing, how to price your courses, and I'm going to give you some questions that you can ask yourself that you can kind of think about that's going to help you price your courses in the most profitable and effective way. But that's next week. This week is all about courses versus coaching and how you can decide which one is right for you. So let's dig in.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire Podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a six-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedard.
Hey, it's Cindy, and thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with me. Now, you may remember that last week we talked about several different types of courses, the different formats that courses could take. For this week's episode, I want to keep it really simple, so we're going to focus on the self-study version of courses. This is what you will most commonly find out there in the wild. It's probably the style of courses that you are most familiar with. You've probably purchased some courses in this style. A self-study course is a predetermined curriculum. In other words, it is a step-by-step process for you to follow. It is most often delivered in some combination of video and written text, either video lessons and modules that you can watch, and then maybe a transcript or checklists or templates that you can use alongside of those video modules. These types of courses are delivered through a platform like Kajabi or Teachable or Thrivecart's Learn platform. And just judging by the number of platforms that are available for this type of course, this is a really popular option both among course creators and course consumers, or the people who buy the courses, the people who are looking to learn from these creators. And there's some good reasons for that. There's a lot of pros to creating a course of this type. And I can tell you that as someone who has created more than 60 of these. There are a lot of benefits. Courses of this type are really scalable. In other words, once you create them, you can sell them over and over and over again an infinite number of times. So as long as your course is popular and people are buying it and you have new people coming into your sphere of influence all of the time, you can continue to sell these courses. So you can earn unlimited amount of revenue from courses of this kind. There's no appointments on your calendar, unlike coaching. There is no there's no real-time investment for you once the course is complete, once you've published it. There's nothing else you need to do aside from promoting it. So it's really cost-effective, not only for you, but also for your students, because the price of these courses tends to be lower than coaching. So you might see courses of this type that sell for anywhere from as little as $7 all the way up to maybe $1,000 or maybe even more. So these types of courses, these types of self-study resources are just really, really scalable and really popular, like I said, not only for course creators, but also for students. But they're not without their downside. So not everything is sunshine and roses in the self-study course creation world. There are some cons as well. The big one is the low rate of completion. I can say for sure that I have purchased several self-study courses, probably dozens over the years, and the number of those courses that I have completed is probably close to zero. Yeah, probably zero. I have not completed any of them, if I'm being honest. Now, it doesn't mean that I didn't get anything from those courses. It doesn't mean that I didn't learn anything from those courses. It just means that I didn't go through them and complete every single step. I did achieve, in most cases, what I set out to achieve. I'm here on YouTube today because I took a YouTube course a few years ago. I learned a lot about SEO from an SEO course I bought several years ago. And I use that information today. But did I finish the course? No, I did not. And that's okay. So be aware that if you are creating this kind of self-study course, there is a very low rate of completion. And part of the reason for that is that there is very little or none, let's face it, there is no interaction between you and the course creator, you the student and the course creator, or between you, the course creator, and your students. There's very little, if any, interaction. These are self-study courses. Someone buys it, and it is on them to go through the materials and make use of it. So there is no interaction or almost no interaction between the course creator and the student. And that lack of engagement creates a lack of accountability. There is nothing motivating the student to complete the work. There is nothing that is kind of egging them on. There's any little distraction that comes up can easily pull them away from that course that they were so excited to take. You know, life gets in the way, right? And there is no reason for them to come back. There is no motivating factor for them to come back when it is a self-study course because, again, there is no engagement. There is no interaction between the student and the teacher. These courses also tend to be a lot less personalized. So I said earlier that these are a predetermined curriculum. That is exactly what they are. It is like reading a textbook. There is nothing in that course that will help your students figure out how it actually applies to them. So it's a recipe that they may not know how to adjust to their unique needs. They may not find all of the elements of that course or even a good fit for them. So for example, I took a YouTube course, and while I learned a lot about recording video, I learned a lot about editing video, this course was really geared towards people who wanted to do YouTube as a business. And that was not my goal. I didn't want to start a YouTube business. I wanted to use YouTube to enhance my existing business. I wanted it as a marketing tool for my existing business. And that's not what that course was about. So there were elements of that course that just didn't apply to me. Students might also struggle to complete sections of your course if they can't see themselves in the material. If it doesn't apply to them, or if they can't see how it applies to them, then they're going to struggle to complete those sections. And that, again, leads to that low completion rate. And that lack of engagement also feeds into that problem where students may struggle to see themselves in your course because you're not right there telling them how they can adjust what they're learning to fit their situation. One other downside of creating courses like this is there is a lot of upfront work for you, for the course creator. You put all of your time and energy into planning and writing and recording and editing and uploading and figuring out the technology, all before you sell a single course. And you honestly can't know with 100% certainty, is it even going to sell? Are people going to buy it? You can have a good idea. There are ways that you can validate your course. I've done podcast episodes on this before. I'll link to that episode in the show notes. But honestly, until you put the sales page out there, until you launch that course, you're not going to know if all of that work you did is going to be worth it or not. So that's kind of the biggest downside for course creators. That brings us to coaching. Coaching is a different model. Coaching is where you are working one-to-one with your students. You are guiding them along their journey. So where courses are self-study and your students are kind of studying the material on their own and they are left to their own devices to go out and put it to use, with coaching, you are talking to them one-to-one. You are guiding them along the journey. You are giving them the processes to follow. You're giving them the tools that they need to see the results that they are after. Coaching comes in kind of two different formats. It is either what I like to call client-led coaching, where you're more of a general coach. This is the type of coaching that I do, right? I am a business coach for newer online entrepreneurs, and I let the clients tell me what they need, whether they need to figure out their content marketing, or they're not sure about email marketing, or they want to create a course and they don't know how, or they're stuck on technology. Wherever it is they need help, they can hire me to help them. The other type of coaching is a more formatted, curriculum-driven. So that means that you have a process that you want all of your coaching clients to follow, and they are coming to you for that one-to-one help. So you can think of it like a course because it has a predetermined curriculum, but it also has you. It also has you there engaging with them, answering their questions, helping them to turn that predetermined curriculum into a resource that they can use in their unique business. As you might imagine, there are pros and cons of this model of business as well. The biggest benefits of this type of business is the personalized engagement and support that you can provide to your clients. That is really, really useful to a certain segment of your community. A certain segment of your audience really values that hands-on support and is willing to pay for it. That's the other big, big benefit of the coaching model is it is a much higher price point typically than the course model. So where you might charge $100 for a course, you might charge $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 for that same content delivered in a coaching business model because of the time that is involved, your time that is involved in delivering that course or that content to your students. So it's a much higher price point for coaching, but it comes with its downsides as well. The biggest downside to coaching is the time investment that is required of you. So where you have courses that are very hands-off, once you've created the course and kind of put it out there in your course platform, it is entirely hands-off on your part. You do not have to invest any more time into assisting your students as they go through that course. You are completely out of it at that point. With coaching, it's very time intensive for you. There's emails to respond to. There are questions to respond to. There's maybe coaching calls to attend. So you've got things in your calendar. There's also a limited number of clients that you can work with because of this time-intensive coaching model. Now, I do want to tell you while we're here, I don't want to miss out on this opportunity to let you know that you do not have to book calls with your coaching clients. My friend Angela has a coaching model that she does just phenomenally well with no calls, and she teaches a course on it. It's called Coaching Without Calls. So if you are interested in that, and I think it's a fascinating business model, I think it allows you to provide one-to-one support for your coaching students without having to fill up your calendar with coaching calls. So if you're interested in that, I'm going to put the link in the show notes for Angela's Coaching Without Calls. But even if you are not booking calls with your coaching clients, there is still a limited number of clients you can work with. And that's probably the biggest downside to coaching, is there is a cap. There is a cap to the number of clients that you can work with, which means there is a cap on your income. It is not infinitely scalable like the course model is. Coaching depends on your time investment. Even if that time is simply in answering emails from your students, there is still a limited number of people that you can work with because of that time involvement that you are going to have, that personal time that you're going to spend with your coaching clients. Which brings me to my third point here, and this is something that I learned from one of my clients early on, is a course coaching hybrid business model. You might hear this referred to as group coaching. Sometimes it takes that name. Basically, what this is you have a course, you have that predetermined curriculum, and you are teaching it live to a group of students. So they're getting the benefit of the course. They have the what you would call a self-study course, but they're also getting the bigger benefit of being able to work with you personally. So they get those self-study videos, they get the worksheets, they get the templates, they get the weekly assignments or the monthly assignments, and then they also have the accountability that comes with working with a coach. They have the personalized support that comes from working one-to-one with a coach. They get to send you their deliverables for review. Maybe you're coaching on email marketing and they can send you their emails to you for you to review before they send them out. Or maybe you are helping them to, I don't know, learn to play the piano and they can shoot a little video of them playing a particular song and you can critique that for them. So they have that personalized feedback from you without you having to get on those one-to-one calls and fill up your calendar with those one-to-one calls. Obviously, there's some really big benefits of this. It is infinitely scalable. Maybe not infinitely. All right, let's be real. There's still probably a limited number of people you can work with, but that limited number is much, much higher than if you are just working one-to-one with students. There's also the community aspect of it. So you've got lots of people all going through the material, all maybe at the same time, or maybe they're in different phases, but they're all taking that same course. They're all learning the same things. They're all attending those same calls with you. So there's a community building aspect of it as well. People are getting support from not just you, but from their community members, which can be a huge benefit for your students. Now, the downside of this model, and this is a downside because the price point tends to be much higher on this business model than on the course-only model. The downside is that it often requires a sales or a discovery call to close the sale. It is not super common that you would close a sale on a group coaching like this just from an email or just from a sales page. Most often, you will need to get on a call and talk to your potential students and close them on that call. So that's probably the biggest downside to this particular business model. So how can you know which business model is right for you? Should you create courses? Should you go for one-to-one coaching? Should you go for the group coaching model? Here's what I recommend. If you are brand new, if you are just starting out, I recommend that you start with the course model, and I'll tell you why. It gives you lots of leeway to make mistakes. It gives you lots of room to play around with your processes, gives you lots of space to test out different ideas. It gives you lots of low risk ways to work on your marketing, to connect with your students, to play around with different methods, with different, you know, video styles, with different different deliverables. You have lots of room to play there. And it's very, very low pressure because no one is there watching you in real time. No one is there interacting with you in real time. If something isn't working, you can pull it off the shelf and be done with it. So it's a very, very low risk, low pressure business model to get started with. It's not without its downsides. We talked about that. You could end up, you know, creating a course that just doesn't land with your potential clients. That's always a risk that we are taking. But with a tiny course like I teach, it's a very low risk endeavor for you to do. So if you are just starting out, that's what I would recommend you do. I would recommend you create a small course. If you have created courses and you have some students who have had some success with your courses, you have some testimonials, you have some history, you've taught students successfully, then I recommend you work up to one-to-one coaching. So that is where you are working one-to-one with your students, where you are engaging with them directly. You're getting lots of feedback from them. They're getting lots of feedback from you, and you are able to guide them in a one-to-one manner. Then when you build up your one-to-one coaching to the point where you have kind of maxed out on the number of clients you can take, then it's time to look at that group coaching model, at that hybrid model where you are bringing in that course element, but also including that one-to-one support, that one-to-one engagement, and also raising your prices, because that is a much more valuable option in many cases than a course or than a one-to-one coaching experience would be. Inside Six Figure Systems, which is my monthly program, we talk about all of these different options for building an online business. I would love to have you come and explore what we can offer to you inside Six Figure Systems. If you go to tinycourseempire.com/join, you will be able to join us for a 7-day all access trial for just $7. Again, that's at tinycourseempire.com/join. In the meantime, I would love to hear from you. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or on the podcast page if you prefer. And let me know what types of courses or coaching you're exploring for your online business. I would love to hear from you. And don't forget, next week, we're going to talk about the ins and outs of pricing your courses. So be sure to hit the subscribe button either here on YouTube or on the podcast page. And I will see you all next week. Have a great day. If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.